This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
He called me, like, not too long after it was put out there. Obviously, he was just super excited. You know, I'm super thankful for him and made sure that I just let him know that, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without him and him putting his trust in me and, you know, just our communication with each other. You know, I mentioned this earlier, just my success so far has been from him, you know. So for him to be able to trust me and to be out there and play with him, I truly believe, you know, he's the best athlete I've ever been around. So I'm grateful to continue to play with him.
One of the extended. From a couple weeks, from a little bit ago, I would say.
Khalil Shakir.
Nah, I can't go further with that. But.
Khalil Shakir talking about playing with the MVP of the league in Josh Allen. Bills, busy today. Yesterday, they end up signing an extension for linebacker Terrell Bernard. Today, it's defensive end Greg Rousseau on a 4-year contract extension. And then they went ahead and re-signed long snapper Reed Ferguson to a 4-year contract extension.
The glue of the squad.
Hey, Ferguson's been a perfectly fine long snapper, which is something that you desperately need to have. If you don't have a consistent long snapper year after year, you don't really have a long snapper.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Reed Ferguson. Everyone's like, oh, he's just the long snapper. I'm like, just the long snapper? That's that really what we're going to do here?
Every field goal and punt that does not go over the punter's head is a good job.
Yep. Sam Martin's gone.
Yes.
He got released. What do you think they're drafting?
Our old friend Joel Biscali is going to have a field day with Puntapalooza 2025. And I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see that. Like, Puntapalooza 2025 is absolutely going to be a thing, and I'm happy for Joe B on that one.
I'm very pleased with both the Sabres and the Bills. Pleased maybe with the Sabres. I wouldn't say very pleased.
Still positive.
Yeah, they're both positive right now. Brandon Bean just continuing to show why he is and has been the GM for the Bills, right? One thing, I want to get your take on this. I've seen a lot of Brandon Bean mixed reviews. Some people mentioning his drafting in the early rounds, right?
With the first round has been a problem as of late.
Kyrie Elam, Kincaid, even, is he panning out the way you thought? Like, there's certain things. Like, what is your take, I guess? In the midst of all this signing stuff, I figured it might be a good time to your Brandon Bean review. Like, what does he have to do better on? We've talked a lot about GMKA, but
I think that when it comes down to it, the brass tacks about Brandon Bean is that he is doing fine. There are issues with this team that an elite and MVP quarterback can cover up.
Yeah.
And you get to 13 wins last year, and it mostly comes on the back of the caliber of the MVP quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Who this just in is still the reigning 2025 MVP. 2024. So,
that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing fine.
Yeah.
It's not like the roster is a total disaster around him, which is something that I hated with the MVP arguments, which, like, it's not like it was a terrible roster.
Right.
The Bills have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League.
100%. And it was the whole do more with less argument, right?
Yeah.
And
I didn't need to hear that.
Less is only applied in a couple positions, and even so, your running back still tied the franchise record for rushing touchdowns. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, he's not Derrick Henry. But that's really the only stark difference in the wide receivers, I guess, right? Zay Flowers over Mac Hollins. Like, that's really it.
Yeah.
There's not that much, like, that's separating them. It's not like the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, Derrick Henry is a presence of his own. And
right.
For me, that's always going to be, if you have two MVP candidates, it's always going to hurt the other's case.
Yeah. And a better case would have been, when you're playing against the Bills, who are you game planning against?
And that Josh is Allen. What it was. That's ultimately what I think a lot of voters ended up on with the MVP is
yeah.
that. So Brandon Bean's doing a decent enough job
mm-hmm.
at the least.
Wait, he got the quarterback.
Are there areas of improvement that he can absolutely hammer in on? Yes.
Early round drafting. That's
early round drafting is one of those things. A defensive line has mm-hmm. typically been one of those things.
Yep.
There's opportunity this offseason to do so.
Yeah, there is.
And free agency is just around the corner. Buckle up. It's going to be fun. I don't expect the Bills to be very active in free agency itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do expect them to be active enough. There are players that are going to be very interesting to me that are already on the market now.
Yeah.
The Commanders released Jonathan Allen after there was entertaining of trade offers. Teams knew, you're going to cut him anyway. We're not going to bite. The same thing with Landry in Tennessee.
That's right, Jarvis Landry.
Harold Landry.
Oh, Harold Landry.
Harold Landry gets cut from the Titans
mm-hmm.
after they were trying to find a trade partner for him. The Myles Garrett thing. Like, Jimmy Haslam is making the situation worse. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to get those low-budget options in here?
Mm-hmm.
Like Leonard Floyd of a couple years ago.
Right, that was a huge difference maker.
Huge difference maker. And he did what he usually did, which was, he's going to get you close to double-digit sacks on a one-year deal. It was brilliant. So, can Brandon Bean do better? Yes. Is there an opportunity to? Kind of. Like, yeah, you got cap juggling you got to do. But there are ways to do so.
It's just, it's going to be very interesting to me because everyone still goes back to that Von Miller move.
And that's
where I lose
that was
it because
poor luck.
It's you can't
you want to you want to dunk on
write
Brandon
that out.
You want to dunk on Brandon Bean for a defensive end signing? Trent Murphy.
Yeah, that was
a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
I will never forget that one.
But the Von Miller thing, that's hindsight 2020 right there.
Not really.
You didn't know any of that was going to happen. The suspension, the ACL tear, how long it took him to recover
the
from
suspension
that.
You should have known about.
Well, should have.
Cuz he had a prior history.
Yeah.
So
but the ACL tear really threw him off.
Those because he also was producing in that first season?
Yeah.
Like usual Von Miller.
Those first few games with Von, you thought you nailed it. Look at that. And then
and
goofy,
then,
non-contact, knee, pop, boom, done.
And it's over.
Which happened to Tre'Davious White in the same season? Maybe? Was it?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. That was the year of non-contact ligament tears.
Yes.
Because that was happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Von Miller has a knee brace on for an extended period of time. Even when he is back, he's not
and
back.
He rushed into it
yeah.
the year prior.
Because he wanted to play, which I respect. But at the same time, you were a lesser version of yourself.
He was a lesser version and eventually got healthy scratched.
Yeah.
Because he was not doing anything for you positively.
Right.
And then this year, he looked okay. He looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
he looked a little better in the beginning of the season, and then he hit the suspension, got rusty, and then that was that.
Yes. So, defensive line is consistently something the Bills have not gotten correct.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you stop trying. As a matter of fact, you probably get more hell-bent on it.
I think you're not going to – I think you're going for a swing. And whether that be Myles Garrett, because Cleveland's going to handcuff him there and he's not even going to play. Whether that be – I have to ask you this. Bosa did get released from the Chargers.
Correct.
How would you feel about that? Because everyone's kind of like iffy on him. And I get it, but also vet presence.
If I wanted a Chargers
right
pass
system,
rusher from last year, I want Khalil Mack instead of Joey Bosa.
Yeah, I would say Khalil Mack over Bosa.
The underlying numbers support it. That's all it is to me.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if he's the one that's available for that cheap deal,
would you try? I don't think he's going to be a cheaper deal.
No?
No.
What team do you think goes after him?
San Fran.
To play with his brother?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. I could definitely see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd just
say San Fran.
It's so interesting to me. And then Crosby, what's he doing?
He's staying. He signed the extension.
Exactly.
The Raiders trade for Geno Smith. I'm very fascinated with what Las Vegas is doing down there.
Pete Carroll is trying to get them in a position.
Trying to get the boys back together.
To win.
The band's back together. It's Pete Carroll and Geno.
Yeah. And they do well together, so you never know how that could go.
Yeah, the rest of the league has suddenly, like, it's very interesting this offseason, not just for Buffalo, but around the entire league, and that is going to be something to me that will be fun to watch. Grab your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be a fun time when the chaos ensues next week. We're not that far away.
No,
so
it's coming.
It's coming. Be ready. Brace for it. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I've been wondering if we might be seeing a rare instance where a player is working. I think Shedeur Sanders, there's a lot of negative buzz coming out of the combine that maybe he's tanking his interviews, so he ends up in Vegas with the Raiders and his buddy Tom Brady, and he can sit a year behind Geno. And aside from that, I wonder what you thought of Aziz Ojulari as a decent price free agent.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. First off with Sanders, I am interested to see what kind of game is being played there, because like all of a sudden he's like got poor attitude with these NFL teams. It's like,
and he's never shown a glimpse of that.
I mean, he showed like only a minor glimpse of it in one post game with Colorado.
Yeah, but that's one post game. It's not a regular behavior for him whatsoever.
But also, he has probably the best media coaching in the world.
Right, right.
For a draft prospect, in his own father.
Yeah, and his father wouldn't let him look like a fool either.
Deion Sanders is absolutely helping his son get to that next level in a great way, and it's not just with how he got him on the field and developed him.
Mm-hmm.
It is because Deion Sanders is probably one of the most media savvy people that you can have in your arsenal.
Yeah.
You're telling me primetime is going to let something bad happen with the draft stock of his son? No. And that is something, though, that insiders and teams will play with each other, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows? Maybe it's the Raiders sending something out sources-wise saying that, oh, Shedeur is not handling interviews well, or he's looking like he's got an attitude. Like, a team would absolutely do that to try to kill stock.
Right.
Smokescreen season is also amongst us. So, head on a swivel, don't get got.
No, you can't get got.
And sometimes teams get got with the smokescreen. And that's what I think that one actually is.
Yeah. I agree. He might be purposefully tanking his interviews.
Yes,
I truthfully think so.
I don't really believe in that. I think that players
you're not a tank believer.
I'm not a draft prospect tank believer.
Yeah, I think it is a little out there, but at the same time,
because while tendencies get to be more individualistic than they have been in the past,
yeah, It's not that far from.
It would be something very noteworthy if it's actually true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Eli Manning, back in 2004, straight up said, I will not play for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Matter of factly. If Shedeur Sanders wanted to dictate where he wants to go,
he totally could.
He would be able to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the draft prospect that Eli Manning was.
Like, no, none of these
slam dunk number
are.
One.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's enough mystery, though, with the first overall pick that I'm not believing anything at the moment.
No.
It's interesting. So I will say that to the caller. It's interesting. Enough that you have to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just to answer the other side of it with Ojulari. I mean, probably going to get too rich of a contract for the Bills to be able to afford another linebacker.
Yeah.
And you already have three solid players in Terrell Bernard, recently extended,
mm-hmm.
and Will. Carrying a much higher cap hit than he did.
Yeah.
Matt Milano and Dorian Williams.
Yep, Williams.
You still have good linebacker depth.
And Milano's going to have a full offseason.
For starting capable players.
Yeah.
I don't think that they need to add another one in that sense.
No, I don't think so. And you still have, whatchamacallit, Andreessen floating around depth-wise, right? Like you have
practice squad guys. And so. I think the Bills will reestablish their depth once again with cheaper signings. And that's where I think that's going
to
lie.
Yeah. It's nice to have an actual backup, though, in the face of Williams, because you haven't had that. And that's when A.J. Klein gets called in, and you did not want that last year. So
the injuries hit so harshly that
you had no other choice.
Like even Baylen Specter in that Pittsburgh wildcard game played well, got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you were down to that, and you even lost that.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be in a Bills uniform this season.
I don't think so either, but
just after his
performance.
I'm just
saying, but the injuries were that bad that Baylen Specter got hurt even, and you could not call on that kind of depth a couple of years ago.
Yeah, the bug was biting hard. Luckily, last season wasn't as bad. So.
Yes, but you still lost to the same stupid team that keep getting their stupid wide receivers arrested stupidly.
Yeah, well, at least they got smacked in the Super Bowl. they didn't.
God, you want to say continuing the villain arc?
Yeah, the three-peat didn't happen.
Yep.
Well, technically, the three-peat, the appearance happened. You technically three-peated by going to three Super Bowls in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you didn't win the third one.
Right.
So if they go to another
but
one,
either way,
then
man,
they're at four in a row, and guess what? They've
also,
won two of the
that,
four.
That news about Xavier Worthy, the villain looks a lot more unlikable.
Yeah.
Again.
Right.
So,
and there's still details
hate to see that.
Developing on that, but it's just unreal.
Yeah, you hate to see that part.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Todd Callen will be joining us.
Yes, Niagara basketball.
We'll talk some Niagara basketball as well, as that's going to be coming up after this show as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Adela Dune. Zion Russell with it. Now to Will Short ahead of the field. He slams it through. A Thunder left hand hammer by Will Short. Niagara leads it by a point.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. Last half hour. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer, Evans on the board.
And we get an extra chair to the table.
We do. As Niagara is gearing up for their matchup, which you can stick around and hear right here on these airwaves, against Rider, I believe.
It is at Rider.
At Rider.
Yep.
At Rider. Todd Callen joins us on the Wester Hotline. Todd, how are things? We're excited to hear about Niagara's overtime win leading up to this. Still some scenarios alive for a tournament berth. How are you feeling?
I am doing all right. I am doing all right. There were, thank you for having me again, crashing the Saturday party, but I appreciate that. So prior to the tip on Thursday night, Niagara had 3 paths open. 2 of those were closed with Rider winning on Thursday night against Canisius. It leaves 1 path open, and Niagara had to do some of their own work on Thursday night. They won in overtime. Thank you for playing the clip of Will Short's breakaway dunk, part of his first double-double for the freshman from Australia. So the 1 path open for the Purple Eagles, because Fairfield was defeated on Thursday night, the only path for Niagara left is they have to win here. First things first, the Purple Eagles have to defeat the Rider Bronx. Rider beat Niagara earlier in this season back inside the Gallagher Center. This is an awfully tough place to play. So position one, you got to take care of the game today against the Bronx. St. Peter's also will play at 2 o'clock. They will tip off against Canisius. Purple Eagles have to have St. Peter's win. If form holds, they should win. We think Canisius is once again going to be without their best player and without Paul McMillan the fourth. Canisius got thumped here on Thursday night against Rider. So Niagara needs to win at 2 o'clock. St. Peter's needs to beat Canisius at 2 o'clock. Then, for the first time in the history of this league, there will be something unique. Because all teams don't make the conference this year, they added 2 teams in the offseason, so there are 13 MAC schools. Top 10 make the conference tournament. Niagara needs the Fairfield Stags to lose at 7 o'clock at night at home against Quinnipiac. So here's what happens. If Niagara wins this game at 2 and St. Peter's wins at 2, the Purple Eagles will get on the bus at about 4:30. Where does the bus go? Does the GPS point to Atlantic City? Does the GPS point to campus? Neither. It points back to the team hotel, where we will return to the team hotel about 5 o'clock and get ready to watch Fairfield Quinnipiac at 7 o'clock. And when that game ends, do you go to Atlantic City or do you go back to campus?
That is fascinating.
How about that?
Like, Yeah, it's going to be what's going to happen from here. And like you said, business first. You got to take care of Ryder and win that game in order to give yourself that shot. The last time that they faced Ryder, though, it was a heartbreaker, too. They only lost by three at home. So while you said it is a tough place to play, you know you can beat Ryder here and have that chance and create the opportunity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We actually beat Ryder in this building last year, and it has been a house of horrors. I've been doing this for 20 years, so many more times have walked out in a sullen posture leaving this building, but we won here last year, and you're right. There's a chance. I will say when Ryder came into our building, you have to go all the way back to January 12th, it was an 0-4 Ryder team that had just got absolutely shellacked by a previously winless Canisius team. So without question, 13th-year head coach Kevin Baggett, I am sure, was peeling some wallpaper in the locker room at the Griffs and also on the practice floor at the Gallagher Center getting ready for Sunday afternoon. And they were, without question, the more desperate team. They played better. It was another one-possession game for Niagara. The Purple Eagles 5-6 in one-possession games this season. It's incredible. It's got to be one of the highest marks in the country, including four devastating losses within the final second of play. Turn one or two of those around, and the pressure doesn't exist on Niagara like it does today. But we are where we are. We're trying to get to 7-13 and find a way to Atlantic City.
Todd, when it comes down to it, though, you have one, like the Purple Eagles have one opportunity to make things happen here, and they create that scenario, though, with a thrilling overtime win against St. Peter's, stopping a five-game slide to give themselves a chance here.
It really was remarkable. Down by 11 at halftime and not playing particularly well. And I'll run my comments with Coach Paulus for today's game. I'll run them at halftime. But GP certainly said when the team walked into the locker room and he stood in front of them and he said, we can win this game. Like, I don't think, and it could have been a little bit of coach speak, but they came out to start the second half and started to whittle away at that lead, only to see with about 8 or 9 minutes left, St. Peter's pushed the lead back up to 11, and then it was getting tough. It's a six-point game with 2.5 minutes left, but Niagara found a way. Alumide Adeladun hit the biggest three of his Purple Eagles career this season to get Niagara to within one. The Purple Eagles get a stop, and then Josiah Davis, who was co-Firth Jewelers player of the game with Adeladun, goes coast-to-coast, gets fouled at a 59-58 score, makes the first one, misses the second one. They miss a half-court heave. We go to overtime, and then it was all Purple Eagles in overtime. 19-9, Niagara outscored the Peacocks, which is one of the best defensive teams in the country, let alone in the conference. But this team was not going to be denied. It was the guttiest performance by the Purple and White all season long. But you know what? They need to dig even a little bit deeper here today.
Todd, looking at the roster at the start of the season, right? It was very, very new, still is very new. These guys seem to really be starting getting this chemistry together. Is this where you saw this team at this point in the season, or above, below expectation? Where in your mind are they at right now?
I think that we were going to come up with a better record than we have right now. This is an awfully deep team. There is a lot to the fact that you have 14 new guys, and it is a matter of going through heart-stopping end-of-game situations together for the first time. And like I said, we've been through that a lot. But it is so many things that they're experiencing for the first time together. And you know, you don't get used to how somebody plays in pressure moments in practice in August. You get used to it at the end of the shot clock and the end of the game clock in January. So it is definitely a tall order. There's only six teams in the country that have an entirely new roster, and Niagara is one of them. So with the depth of the team and the quality of these players, I did not think at all that we would be needing a last day of the game of the scheduled game to win and help from the out-of-town scoreboard merely to get to Atlantic City. I would have thought, you know, we were picked at eighth in the conference out of 13. I think that's probably about right. You get 10-10 in conference play, but 6-13 and hoping for 7-13, not where I thought we'd be, but 7-13 will be enough if the cards fall in the right manner.
If the cards fall in the right manner, and Todd, one of the ways that it has to be done is for Niagara to help keep up the momentum of correcting their road woes this year. Overall, only three wins away from Gallagher Center, but all three of those wins have come after January 31st. So, if there's a chance to get win number four on the road for the year. That gives them the opportunity. What does it say to you, though, that they're finally actually picking up these road wins after being so woeful away from Gallagher Center this year?
Yeah, I love the point. And, you know, the win at Canisius, you're right, on the 31st of January, and that was, you know, a little three rivalry game, and it literally came down to the last second where a missed layup attempt by the Griffs gave Niagara their first true road win. Had some neutral site wins earlier in the season in a multi-team event. But when the team went into Quinnipiac, the preseason pick to win it all, and they have won the regular season MAC championship in a building that they were 22-5 in at the end of that game against the Purple Eagles. Two of those five losses were to Niagara in their own building over the last two seasons. So that was the game where I think the team started to believe that it doesn't matter if we're sleeping in the dorm and coming to the Gallagher Center or if we are at a hotel and busing to the arena, we can win when we are away from homes. But maybe it took that type of game to knock off the top team in the conference on their home floor, 76-75. Another heart-stopping game that Niagara had to make one more play, and they did, to win that game. So I think there's plenty of belief. Coach Paulus, again, in that locker room, talked about there was belief on the sideline, there was belief in the huddle, and they just had to execute. And on Thursday night, they executed.
As a matter of fact, Todd, that Quinnipiac win on the road is also the last time that we talked, so I'm not taking credit, but I'm not taking credit.
I love it. We will take everything in our corner.
And here it is, a chance for them to sneak their way in.
Right.
To tournament play here, and then once you get in, anything can happen. That is always the fun of basketball in March, is get your ticket, and then let the chaos ensue from there.
Absolutely right. Now I'm going to make this this plea, request, ask, if you will. If Niagara makes it to the tournament and I got a chance to be on next Saturday, it would be Championship Saturday. So let's just carve out a spot if things go right for me next Saturday.
So there we go. We now know if we talk again, the stakes much higher.
Exactly right.
That is exactly how it goes. Todd, of course, I've got you here, and Niagara basketball starting right at the top of the hour once we finish up here, but we had ourselves a busy weekend overall. The Sabres got themselves busy with the trade deadline, and the Bills signing extensions to several players here. Any mixed musings here of the other teams hanging around in Buffalo, and what your thoughts have been about a very business and busy side of things within the front offices?
Yeah, I like the extensions on the Bills side for the players that. You know, I have heard about and certainly was immersed in Niagara Rider since we got to the team hotel late Thursday night, but have heard about the extensions and like what they're doing there. For the Sabres, don't you just feel like, man, if Dylan Cousins could have given us more, they wouldn't have had to ship him out. He always kind of left you wanting, and I have only read up on the two players that we got in return, but you know, we will see. But I certainly like the path that the Bills are on in Bean, we trust. So I'm comfortable with all of that so far. I don't know what's going to happen with where's Myles Garrett going to go. Then we got the lineman from the Bengals. You know, maybe that's a path. Obviously, we all saw Super Bowl Sunday that you need to put pressure on the quarterback with the front four.
Absolutely. Todd, we'll bring you back in at the end of the show here. But for now, we'll give you a moment to take a breather.
Excellent. Thanks so much, guys. We'll talk to you at 2.
Todd Callen with Niagara basketball coming up at 2 o'clock here. Win and you need some help.
Yeah.
But it starts with that.
You got Ryder, a chance.
At Ryder, 2 o'clock. And can they get to effectively doubling their road win total in a week's time? That would be kind of a fascinating way to get into get into your conference tournament.
Yeah, you put it together at the end. And
you put it together on the road at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel a lot better about having to play away from home.
Yeah.
That would probably be the way that you feel good about yourself.
Agreed. I it's going to be an exciting game either way, though. These two teams, I mean, Niagara did fall to them earlier in the season. It was a three-point differential, though, 68-65. So they played tough and close. So
yeah.
And either way, I think we're in for some good basketball, if you will.
And I looked at the totals here because, you know, fun with numbers is fun. They're 3-3 on the road since getting their first road win.
Mm-hmm.
It helps.
Yeah, it does.
That helps you.
Yeah.
And your mindset getting into it.
The hungry dog runs faster, too. So if they're hungry, it's
desperation
good.
Is another thing about this. And he mentioned St. Peter's has to beat Canisius in order for Niagara to have a chance at this. Because you have tiebreaker. You beat them twice this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need Fairfield to step out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really... I'm not the biggest basketball fan, right?
Right.
I watch college basketball in March more than anything. Because the NBA...
Here's your other fun fact here. Ryder's not particularly good at home this year.
No.
They're only 4-7.
So that's...
The recipe's mixing up.
Yeah, it's a lot better. But yeah, I'm more into college basketball, and this is the time where it starts getting really interesting. So it's, you know, local team, still around.
Big Four basketball. When it shines, it is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm watching Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold playing in cornhole. Because that was just on my Twitter feed.
I would love to see Niagara get into the tournament here, or get into the conference tournament and see what they can do from there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you could do that, hey, go cause some havoc. And then UB Women's, definitely going to be a team to watch to draw a tournament bid. Bonaventure is always interesting to look at.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get ourselves a nice little local flavor with the madness known as March.
Yeah. Yep.
So, because that's one way to help. Like you'd admitted, you're not a huge basketball guy. One way to help with that is get a little local flair in there.
Mm-hmm. Give a rooting interest for your local fans.
And one of the biggest years was when the UB men's and women's stormed into the tournament and started making some actual noise.
Yeah, I watched.
The upset against Arizona.
Yeah, I watched every one of those games, and I was glued to the TV.
And the UB women run into the Sweet 16, like... There's something here, and Big Four basketball can make its impact within this region.
Yeah.
And it should, and people should watch it.
Considering that, yes, UB does have a football program, right? But we are in an area where that's not the only thing. It's not like the big schools, right?
Yes.
We have the NFL franchise.
It is not a college football town.
No, we have the NFL franchise.
Buffalo's not a college town.
The basketball, though, we don't have any professional professional basketball teams. That's the door in right there.
And the Sabres have been cheeks.
Yep.
So this is your opportunity to watch.
That's why lacrosse is popular here, because people have turned to the Bandits. And guess what? Casual fans like myself who went to their first game a few years ago, mm-hmm. been a religious follower of the team since, because they've been so good. And that building is electric. And you don't get that with the Sabres game.
Yeah. So unfortunately, right?
Unfortunately.
Now.
We'll see if that changes.
All right. We'll wrap this thing up and then pass it along to Todd Callen for Niagara basketball coming up at the top of the hour. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. One more segment here of Sports Talk Saturday coming up next. All right. We've had ourselves an eventful day.
Yes, we have.
Recapped a busy Friday. The Bills decided to keep it breaking as well.
Yeah.
With the Saturday. With extensions for Greg Rousseau and Reed Ferguson.
Didn't something similar happen last year where the trade deadline came and then the Bills had like Black Wednesday and then they cut everybody?
That was literally a year ago yesterday.
A year ago yesterday. Okay. Because I remember last year we were hosting a show and we're like, oh, the Bills couldn't let the Sabres have it for a day. This year they have.
They let them get a couple hours.
Yeah.
In between their signings and restructures and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot happened. And if you missed any of it, well... There's our website at WGR550.com, as we've all been putting everything together for you to read it if you missed any of it.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go back and listen to Joe Yurden, who talked with us at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Any conversation with Joe is a good time and always a good listen, because he's able to bring you all the insight with some of the noted jerk snark that you love to hear. But it's always good to talk to Joe, and it had been a while since I had done so. So figured post-deadline, why not?
Might as well.
Give Paul a break a little bit, you know, because he's down there making sure that he's keeping up with Adams and everything like that.
Right, yeah.
But again, today, the Bills signing Reed Ferguson and Greg Rousseau to contract extensions. Yesterday, it was Terrell Bernard. The Sabres making three separate trades and signing extensions for Jordan Greenway and Jason Zucker. Josh Norris expected to make his NHL debut tonight against Florida. That game will be here on WGR. as that one is a 7 o'clock faceoff.
Yep.
Pregame starting at 6. Bandits on our sister station.
Against Calgary.
6:30 faceoff. Niagara basketball coming up next.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.